The United States Central Intelligence Agency has released 470,000 files. It says former Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden kept on his computer hard drive. The files include documents, images, audio clips and video. The CIA captured the computer during a raid that killed Osama bin Laden in May 2011 in the Pakistan town of Abbottabad, where he was living. He reportedly lived in a compound with several family members, including three men. One of his sons, two couriers, and a woman were also killed in the raid. The material includes a personal diary, letters, documentaries, and even various Hollywood movies. One video released in Arabic appeared to show bin Laden's oldest living son, Hamza, on his wedding day. The CIA says the material sheds light on Al-Qaeda's plans and workings. The agency says it released the material to enhance the public's understanding of the group and its late leader. David Sedney of the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies says the release will let people further decide how they view bin Laden.
I think it's important for everybody in both the United States and the rest of the world to have access to these so they can make their own judgments rather than having to rely on the interpretation of any government, including that of the United States.
The CIA says pages of handwritten notes in the documents offer insights into ideological differences between Al-Qaeda and IS. Some of the documents also appear to reveal disagreements within Al-Qaeda itself over tactics. David Sedney says the material shows possible ties between the group and Iran, which could be important amid the current tensions between Iran and the United States.
Long-term strategically, the government of Iran sees Al-Qaeda as a threat to both the state and to the Shia religion. However, short-term tactically, if they can gain advantage, particularly against the United States, they will cooperate with Al-Qaeda, including sheltering leading Al-Qaeda figures.
The CIA says it will not release all the material seized, including allegedly pornographic material. Scott Stewart of the Texas-based geopolitical intelligence group Stratfor says the CIA's release of the files is an effort by the US government to be transparent. A former special agent with the US State Department, he says it will take months to study all the files.
What we are doing is pulling in more details about things we already knew. More details about the relationship between Al-Qaeda and the Iranians. More details about the interrelationship between various Al-Qaeda figures. And so while we're not going to have any big, huge surprises, there's still a lot of information and very important information that can be mined from these documents and put together to provide really a better picture of Al-Qaeda's ideology, their operation, and really some of the personalities that are still out there running the organization today.